Everybody rejoice, for the Illogicopedia podcast is back. Have we got a cracking show for you today? Me and Dark Genome explore Area 51 and see if the rumours are true that the US government is funding alien research. And continuing on the alien theme, the Oh My God Scurry Alien makes a cameo appearance. Plus, we discuss administrators and much more nonsense that you do not want to listen to. I mean, do want to listen to on this edition of the Illogicopedia podcast. Earlier this month, myself and Dark Genome had the pleasure, or should that be displeasure, of visiting Area 51, armed with just a terrible quality MP3 recorder. This is what we found.
I'm here on location at Area 51. With me today, I have Dark Genome. Do you have anything to say, Dark Genome?
Fiddly fee!
Well, there you have it. All around us are alien spacecraft and all the sorts of top secret stuff. There's someone coming. I think they didn't see us. What?
What are you doing, Mummy?
There's someone coming. I don't want them to know we're here, obviously. Hey, seen this? That's fewer alien feces. Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, there's mounds of it here. Disgusting.
Whatever's happening here, it's a major operation. There must be thousands of aliens defecating in this area. Yeah.
What is it?
See that? We've found what could be, easily, some alien bones lying in a pit. And over there are bits of his snacks that he has been fed. Looks like this is an alien squat, a place where the aliens have been living.
Yeah, they like KFC.
Come on, we better keep moving.
Now what are we doing here?
We're just keeping an eye out for aliens.
Is that one over there?
Interesting, isn't it? It's fascinating how they move so gracefully across the dusty plains.
Oh no, it's a dog.
This place is dangerous. Now I know why they call it the Area of Death.
It's called Area 51.
What? No, it's called the Area of Death. I read it on Wikipedia. Or was it Illogicopedia? Anyway.
Might have been Illogicopedia. That's where I found out the bananas come off trees.
Full of fascinating facts, isn't it, the Illogicopedia? Anyway, I think I can see a path up ahead. If we can get on that path, we'll be on our way back to safety. Someone there! Oh no! Oh no! What are we gonna do? We better leave it. It's not safe enough to go there. Oh, thank goodness for that. This place is way too dangerous. Look, another alien bone. They're everywhere. This place is an alien graveyard.
So, Hindleyite.
Yes, don't you know?
When are we going to start talking about what's going on here?
The Area 51?
Yeah, like what's really happening. You know, like how they're spending all the money on alien research.
Yes, I heard that. I heard Obama speak about that in his recent conference about boring stuff that he usually talks about.
Yeah, that G200 thing.
Yes, the one in London. He mentioned that they will be funding alien research.
Thing is, we don't care that the aliens do exist, because we all know they do, really. It's just that all this stuff that's going on in Area 51 isn't getting highlighted enough. It's as if it's being protected.
Yes, as if it's being kept secret.
Under wraps?
Yes. This place is literally crawling with all sorts of strange beings.
There's some more. I think we're picking up a trail here, you know, Hensley Ike.
Yes. I can smell the alien defecation. It's not pretty, I'm telling you now.
Do you know what? If you had some filtering goggles that could protect you from the sights of what we've seen today, then I'd get 10 pairs of them.
Now look,
there's a group of them.
We may be in Area 51, or we may be in Area 53, but
what matters is, we're safe.
Yes, and I think the time has actually come for us to get the hell out of here.
How are we going to do that?
Well, over there I can see some gates, and surely those are the gates out of this godforsaken place. And watch out for that alien feces, which I almost stepped in.
You almost nailed it.
It was a close one. Yes, there's a lot of it. We just move carefully and cautiously. Right, well, it looks like we somehow got away from that place. Although I can see a sign saying 24-hour CCTV there, so...
Might not be a good idea to stay around in this place.
Yes. Look at all these strange alien markings on this wall here. You can clearly tell that these beings are from another planet.
Feed my lambs. That sounds like something Jesus would say.
Yes, of course. Did you not know that Jesus was an alien himself?
Wow! Jesus was an alien?
Yes, I read it on Logicopedia.
Amazing!
That's the stuff they don't tell you about in school. Well, it's getting a little bit windy out here, isn't it?
It is! I can't hear you talking.
I'd be careful. There's signs here saying danger of death. Keep out.
And what's that over there?
And some sort of strange alien vehicle. I think it's cleaning the floor. I think we're safe now though, because I can see human civilization again. Well, that was one heck of a scary experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the scariest bit was when we stepped in all that poo. I mean, I thought I would never come out of my trainers.
Yeah, if you're listening, it's actually taken 4 hours to clean all that excrement out of our clothes, and I think I might have to throw that pair of shoes away.
That's a real shame about that. The scariest bit was when we came out of Area 51 and then we went onto that main road. I mean, we couldn't even pick it up proper on the sound recorder because it was so scary. I think our microphone was scary as well. I've been scared. It was when we just saw all them shop signs and all them cars. I mean, it was just too normal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was actually scarier being back in a normal place. Anyway, you're listening to the Logicopedia podcast, also known as the Logicast, which is back after an almost maybe 2 year absence, because we decided to get off our butt and do something about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've just jumped onto the bandwagon because you said, "Here, Dirk, do you know I'm recording something for this podcast?
Yeah.
Do you want to join in?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, okay, as long as I get some money out of it." Have you got that money?
Yeah, the toenail clippings, they're inside, I'll get you them later. What's going on in the Logicopedian news at the moment? Oh yes, I want to start a campaign to get the word nerdle into the dictionary. Which is going to be a difficult task, but I know that we can do it, because we can take over the world!
We can.
Yes, so Logicopedia is the place where you heard the word nerdle first.
Anyone else using it? And then you'll be able to say, yeah, that was the Logicopedia who
started that,
used that.
Anyway, we're here at the Logicopedia HQ, which is actually just a shed, because we sat outside the shed, because the quality inside the shed is even worse, although you might not be able to think that's true.
Nerdle's quite a hard word to say, actually.
Yeah, it is. Fnerdle, because it requires fnerdle. Fnerdle. You can't just... It's a bit harder to say than nerdle.
Ah, purdle.
It's a kind of mix between nerdle and noodles and any word that begins with an F.
noodles.
The following segment contains gratuitous swearing. For this reason, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome. Welcome to the first podcast on the Oh My God Scary Alien. I am the one, the only Oh My God Scary Alien. To be honest, I really didn't want to have my own part in a podcast, but my stupid agent T3 can always was all like, "You gotta," and I was like, "What are you, my agent?" all of a sudden, and he was like, "Yeah." So I'm here reluctantly. In that note, how about I rant about stupid people? Stupid people are idiots, to put it lightly. They make you want to rip your hair out, but then I wonder I would want to seeing as I have no hair. They don't know anything you're talking about, and it takes them months to learn something that took you a day. They don't grasp the concept of killing two birds with one stone. Then again, that raises the question of what psychotic person would want to deliberately kill two poor defenseless birds. Probably some guy in a mental institution. I don't know. You know what else I don't know? Why the fuck I bombed at the AFF? Is my article really that bad? Let me read it. The quotes and the A. Holy crap, it sucks. I see where you guys are coming from. Once again, my dumb agent and lawyer and manager and spokesperson and creator T3 Canalis' fault. You probably think this is as boring as sh**, and I can't disagree. Let's talk about something all the really cool kids like. So I be running to the store to get some milk for my baby mama when this white boy comes up to me and threatens me, and guess what I did? I popped a cap in that b**** cause I am f**king gangster, really. This just in, no cool kids actually talk like that. Well, wanna hear a four-letter joke? WNBA. Henna. Well, it's in good fun, but please don't hate. That white boy in the story before was also a hater, and you know what I did to him. Before I go, because I gotta pee, I have one question to leave you with. Who do you like better, the English or the Americans? Please pick the Americans or you're gonna be one sorry little piece of crap. Well, that's it for the Oh My God Scary Alien cast.
What's been going on with the Logi blog?
I haven't been reading it.
Well, nobody does. Read the Logi blog, fools! Because I spend a lot of time on that thing. And that's all I have to say about the Logi blog, really. Read it.
The more they read it, the better.
Also, if you have editor privileges, don't forget, you can write stuff. Anything. The Logi blog is run by the Logicopedia, so we don't care what you put up there. You put absolute random nonsense up. If you want to join the Logi blog, if you want to become an editor, just contact me on my page and I will email you an invitation. And once you've accepted that, you can write whatever the hell you like and you can be part of the brilliant Logi bloggers team.
I think I won't join up to that, actually.
Yeah, you've not joined yet, haven't you not?
No. I mean, what would I write about?
Well, anything and everything, really.
So is it just like a Logicopedia where you can just write anything?
Yes, it's the Logicopedia in weblog form. And it's been going since, what, June 2006 or 7? I can't remember now, it's been going for a long time. But it originally was founded as a way to promote the Logicopedia, but has since evolved into something much bigger and crazier. It's got over, what's it got, about 12 editors. You can join that team. Don't forget, email me today! hindleyite@blueyonder.co.uk.
Wahoo! I'm gonna listen to this when it's done.
Well, you'll be the only one.
Oh.
Part of the Illogicopedia podcast was brought to you by Noodles.
Noodles.
I'm here with Dark Genome, who is one of our editors, and I'd like to talk to you about administrators. Yes.
Administrators.
Now, a lot of people have come onto my page and asked me, can I be an administrator? Well, the answer is no. So please do not come and ask to be an administrator.
Why not?
Well, there's a few reasons. We want to keep it homely, and by keeping relatively few administrators, we think that we will retain an atmosphere that is more friendly. Now, if you look what Encyclopedia's done, they've got way too many administrators, and they're going around on deletion sprees, deleting everything in sight. We don't want that to happen at the Illogicopedia. And to keep the Illogicopedia as homely as possible, and as welcoming as possible, we would like to keep the number of Illogicopedia administrators down to a minimum. Which means, if you want to be an administrator, you will have to wait until we put another vote up in the forum.
So, I shall end this presentation with a piece of music which I composed.
For tuning in to this episode of the Illogicopedia podcast. If you download the next one, you'll be able to get more unusual, weird, bizarre stuff like this. I doubt whether you'd want to, but just download it anyway. You can get it via the blog, via Illogicopedia, and any other place where I decide to upload it online. Once again, thank you for listening, and here is a nice tune on which to end this podcast.
Fnurdle, 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 fnurdle.
Anyway, in closing, do you have anything else to say, Dark Genome?
Not really, no. I mean, the experience was quite amazing, actually. I mean, even though I got covered in poo a lot, it really enlightened me.
There you go. The Illogicopedia podcast enlightens. Tune in next time for more such enlightenment. And all that's left for me to say, from me, Hindleyite.
And me, Dark Genome.
Good night. Day. Whatever time of day it is where you are.
Nerdle.
This has been an Illogica Media production, starring Hindleyite, Dark Genome, T3, and the Oh My God Scary Alien.
Fiddly fee!
Well, there you have it.